There's a new sheriff in town at the Environmental Protection Agency now that President Trump's pick, Lee Zeldin, has been confirmed by the Senate as EPA Administrator.
To get a bit of perspective on this choice, we reached out to Marianne Lavelle, the Washington Bureau Chief of our media partner, Inside Climate News. Marianne, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, Paloma. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Marianne. So give us a bit of background for Lee Zeldin. Who was he before he was appointed to this post?
Lee Zeldin is a former congressman for New York's 1st District on Long Island, and he's a lawyer and a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq. He got his start in politics in the New York State Senate in 2011, and he ran for governor of New York in 2022. And although he lost, he did very well for a Republican in that blue state, and a big part of his platform was that he wanted to open New York up to fracking.
Sounds like that might be one of the reasons that President Trump wanted him to lead the EPA.
I would think so. After that run, Zeldin traveled with Trump on the campaign trail, including in the key state of Pennsylvania, where, of course, fracking is a big deal.
Of course. So it sounds like he's pretty pro-fossil fuel. But what has Lee Zeldin said about climate change?
Well, he affirmed during his confirmation hearing that he believes climate change is real. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont pushed Zeldin, asking him if he would describe the changing climate as an existential threat. And Zeldin did say that he felt there needed to be an urgency in addressing these issues.
Well, he could take climate change on at EPA. So what did he talk about doing in these hearings?
This is where things get more complicated. Zeldin said he believed the Supreme Court gave EPA the authority to act on climate by limiting greenhouse gas emissions. But he said the court did not give the EPA any obligation or any mandate to act. Here's Lee Zeldin at his hearing in response to Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
Senator, I just want to be accurate. And in citing Massachusetts versus EPA, the decision does not require the EPA.
To disband the EPA Office of Environmental Justice. And power companies have already pushed Zeldin to get rid of toxic coal ash rules. By the way, the deputy administrator Trump picked to work with Zeldin, David Fitui, was the general counsel for the EPA in the first Trump administration. And he's been waiting in the wings in private practice trying to fight an asbestos ban.
Okay, so Fitui may get the job with the EPA, but what about the employment situation for others there?
You know, Paloma, on January 29th, that's the day Zeldin took the helm, emails started going out to EPA employees who had been in their current roles for less than a year, saying that they could be terminated immediately.
Yeah, I saw that was sent to over 1,000 so-called probationary employees, and that included tenured employees who had moved to a new position in the past year.
It definitely seems that the EPA is in a state of turmoil. There's also the deferred resignation offer that was sent to all federal employees at the same time. So this is going to be a difficult time for EPA while trying to navigate those waters and make all these massive policy decisions.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on the actions taken by this Trump EPA, and we'll talk to you again soon, Marianne, to look at a few other cabinet picks.
Thanks so much, Marianne. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Paloma.
Marianne Lavelle is the Washington Bureau Chief of Inside Climate News.